There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, it's Lori here for El Burrito Mercado, and the restaurant is back open. They've done a little renovation in there, so remember Mexican breakfast every day from 8 to 11 at El Burrito Mercado, and we love going there because the marketplace, if you're really, maybe you've come back from a Mexican vacation, you're like, oh, I'm missing my food. I mean, you've got all the best variety of cooking spices and peppers, all the popular brand names from the dairy section for Mexico, Central America, fresh produce with the best selection of peppers and avocado, the butcher shop that has seasoned meats ready to cook or grill, and then they offer the traditional cut steak for carne asada and tacos. And of course, you have the bakery and the deli and heat meals. So El Burrito Mercado, first and second generation owned, established in 1979.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Rocco, you're working triple overtime
today. That's right. That's
doing
fine.
Everything.
I was on vacation a few days this week, so I'm rested and ready. So let's talk some stories. Now, you sent me some stories about this Louis Tomlinson. That's how you say his name, right? It's not Louis.
Yeah.
I see. I'm not a big Brit pop boy band guy, but he has a documentary out called All of Those Voices. And Liam Payne, who was a bandmate of his, kind of stole the headlines after this premiere for a couple reasons. One, his fans thought he looked kind of gaunt.
Oh, no.
Personally, I thought he looked kind of handsome and chiseled, but perhaps you guys could comment on this. And then he also sort of Instagrammed today with sort of an emotional apology to his One Direction guy, Louis Tomlinson, saying, "I'm so sorry I was so out of my mind and I didn't do better for you. I feel ashamed in those moments to not be as good of a friend as you could have been to me. At least I have time now and I'm me again, so I will try to make amends." Any thoughts on what's going on there, Lori?
I guess when you see a documentary and they've got a lot of footage of you from all the kinds of, because is this from One Direction days?
Yeah.
Yeah, he must not like what he saw of himself. I don't know.
Yeah,
and, maybe. You know, I think these boy bands, girl bands, whatever, I think there's, how could there not be tension?
Right. And you especially know? When, you know, Harry Styles is the guy blowing up.
Exactly.
And you guys are all kind of running second and third. Do you have thoughts? Brittany, you seem like you're a One Direction gal.
Well, I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
It really wasn't.
It is.
I never got into, I have no information. I've got nothing for you for One Direction. And it's not because they're too corny. I love corny and you know that. But I don't know much about them. Is it wrong to be like, Rocco, when you said you thought he looked pretty good? I'm with you. Like, I love a good cheekbone. Yeah. I would lick the heck out of those.
Yeah.
Is that Ozempic face?
No, I don't see the droopy eyes as much. I think he just has like, you know, I think there's some.
Maybe he's, I mean, the thing is, you do have, I look at photos of myself in my late teens, early 20s. My face looked like a dinner plate.
Yeah.
You know, you do have a fullness to your face that you lose like maybe after 25 or something.
And he's one of, could be one of those annoying men that like quit drinking his like two pops a day and all of a sudden dropped 30 pounds. So
you're right.
Now, we will segue out of that into more Harry Styles news because people are saying that in the season 3 premiere of Ted Lasso, They think maybe there's a dig at Harry Styles coming from Mr. Sudeikis.
Wow.
As we all know, there is some, you know, history there.
Yeah, they got a sordid past.
What are your thoughts on this, Lori?
Well, I haven't seen the episode. I wouldn't be surprised if there would be a way that, you know, Ted Sudeikis, as Julia calls him, or maybe she calls him Jason Lasso. I can't remember. She always gets it mixed up. But I wouldn't be surprised, because isn't he one of the writers?
I believe so, right? He's definitely a producer. It just debuted Wednesday night, the 15th.
Julia did not like that first episode.
Yeah, I kind of gave up on season two.
So did I.
I was
so
like, yeah, it felt a little overwritten. Like, it felt like a Gilmore Girls / 30 Rock sort of boom, boom joke delivery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode, and I think you guys are going to like it, because it feels like there's a plot in a way that... I'm excited to see. I think you'll like it. So don't give up.
Okay. But you didn't see the little whatever.
No, I'm trying to. Yeah, I'm looking up, and I had no idea. I think it might not even be in the first one. Maybe
it's not in the first episode.
So yeah, then it's.
The article I'm seeing says a scene in the premiere has fans theorizing. So I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, look at it. Went right over. It must really be like a deep dive if people missed it, because Julia watched it and she didn't say anything. She just said it just didn't feel like it was going anywhere. So she had the exact opposite of your feeling.
Okay, so I read a little deeper. Here's what it says. It says at some point he's FaceTiming with his kids, and the kid shows his dad a toy that somebody named Jake gave to him.
Yeah.
And he says, "Who's Jake?" And the kid says, "Mommy's friend." I don't know.
But it's also a very, like, relatable and understandable experience. So I think they might be
digging. Because he's divorced on the show.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. So,
but, yeah, now I
think, not much ado about nothing, Rocco.
I think you're right.
I'd say about that one. That's a story to get out there. Don't forget we're on. We're back.
Right, exactly. they could probably use the momentum. I don't know, right? I mean, I don't know.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah. That was kind of a pandemic show that everybody needed, and maybe we don't need it anymore. Or maybe it's going to blow our minds. I don't know.
Only time will tell.
Supposedly, here's story three here. Bradley Cooper was going to do like a biopic where he played wrestling impresario Vince McMahon. But they're saying that perhaps Mr. McMahon himself killed the project.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I am not at all interested in a biopic about Vince McMahon, but isn't he in like some legal trouble right now? I mean, is he kind of an incredible guy, what he did with the WWE? I mean, someone who's more of a wrestling fan would have to say that, but that's an interesting project.
I would imagine there's a lot of meat on those bones for stories. I bet there's a lot of good stories there. And at first my instinct said I have no interest in that. And then I thought more about it. I go, this is a ridiculous industry that I would actually watch something on if it was done well.
And if Bradley
Cooper.
We're not
going to see it.
Yes, if Bradley Cooper was in it.
That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Kind of the big story of the day, and I brought this up with Lori because I know her husband was big into The Wire, and it sounds like you guys watched John Wick, but Lance Reddick, who played Chief Cedric Daniels in The Wire for about six seasons there, passed away at 60. He was just doing media tours this week for John Wick, but they found him in his home Friday morning, and they're saying so far it looks to be of natural causes.
And you know why they found him? He was supposed to be at the New York City premiere, and he missed the private plane or whatever that was leaving from so he wasn't there, and he'd been doing press. He's an incredible actor, and everything that he did, he was in Bosch. You know,
right.
He played the chief of police for that, but he's just just an incredible actor, real tall, very, very tall. But I just loved him. I really think Hollywood is bumming out about that. 60 feels way too young.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And
to
you
die
know,
of natural causes.
I will say to anybody out there listening, if you haven't watched The Wire yet, make some time. That's probably the best thing that
still
ever
still holds up.
Yeah. If you guys get stuck on season 2 because it's just a different vibe, mm-hmm. I should keep going.
Yeah?
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
That's all right. Thanks, Brittany.
No, I'm asking.
Oh.
Yeah,
I thought you were telling me.
Season 2. No.
Oh, of The Wire? I thought we were back to talking about Ted Lasso. No! I've lost. I'm sorry.
I was at. We'll talk offline.
No, you should. And anybody. I remember my wife had a hard time getting into it. And, you know, that's. It's a titan.
Hey, everyone. It's Lori here for Learning RX. And we call it brain change or brain training. But people who've gone to Learning RX for the one-on-one brain training call it life-changing because they've helped so many kids overcome challenges from reading and attention issues to brain injury. And in the average student in a 4 to 6 month training period at Learning RX, they will go up 3 years in reading, 3 years in memory, 21 points in their IQ score. And they have helped people who've struggled with dyslexia, focus and attention, homework, memory problems, and taking that cognitive skills assessment test really is eye-opening. And both kids and adults will go through Learning RX, and that's the first step is taking that assessment. Mention Lori and Julia for 50% off.
Go back to Lori in Hawaii.
We only made one post today, but I thought it was just an epic picture. So the Oscars were Monday night. I know it's or Sunday. It's receded in our memory, but we hadn't ever seen any photos from, because they don't have a red carpet or anything, at what is now considered to be the most exclusive party to get invited to, which is Beyonce and Jay-Z's gold party at the Chateau Marmont.
Mm-hmm.
The only photos that you see are paparazzi. So they don't do a red carpet. So Grant, before he went off and doing all of his fun things on the DAF, he posted the photo. Beyonce posted a photo on Instagram today of what she wore. And, of course, it's a gold party, and she is wearing a gold metallic mesh dress that's see-through.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so gorgeous. It's a Dolce & Gabbana, and it's got a metal molded corset with a lock and key, and then she's got bejeweled or gilded nipple pasties, and she looks like a living golden statue. It's beautiful.
Her body's insane. Her body is oh my god! Like okay, yeah. Must be nice.
This is a sheer look that works for me.
Mm, same.
And you know what I mean? Absolutely. I don't know why. I don't know if it's the burnish of the gold and then her skin color, and it's more shadowy, which makes it look more, I guess it's very sexy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I find this, I don't know why. This is like Applebee's appropriate in my mind. Welcome to the neighborhood.
I know.
Wow, I'm just looking at that picture.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah,
I love this dress. It's, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I feel like she could come over to my house for burgers in this dress. I'd be fine with it.
Yeah. That says a lot about your burger parties.
What can I say?
Hey. Doesn't it though? So anyway, it's just kind of it's see through, but it's not see through. It's just sexy as hell.
I mean, you see a lot.
You see a lot, but at the same time,
you ain't mad.
It's not like Sierra, which she wore to the Vanity Fair party. Yeah. That looked like a beach cover up that she threw on because somebody answered the door and she just had her thong underwear on.
Yeah.
Okay, now you I'm Googling see, that one.
Yeah, Google that one, Rocco.
Research.
You're gonna wanna,
it's research.
It was a lot of naked. Nudity as an accessory is here to stay in the fashion department. One gal, Hunter Schaefer from Euphoria, showed up in a beautiful, like a Dior skirt, and then a carefully placed long feather went across her nipples and boobs.
Yeah.
And it actually worked.
Yeah, I don't know why it worked as well. Yeah.
Let's you and I try that, and I don't think it's going to like have that same effect. But
my feather would anyway. Be like slanted.
I know, and Ava Longoria fired her stylist. Yeah, what is it?
One of your pickup lines. Why is your feather slanted, Toucan Sam, or something like that?
Is it just me?
Only, yeah, exactly. Only you can gently adjust. Anyway, Rocco, do you see Sierra's?
I did, yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I kind of missed. I was on vacation during the Oscars. I did not catch too much of it. Was it?
It was
decent.
Good. Yeah, it was good.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really was good. And you know, the only thing I was mad was Angela Bassett got robbed.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
She should have won Best Supporting Actor. Jamie Lee for Everything Everywhere. No, no, no.
I agree.
Academy got that wrong. They gave it to her as a pity.
I agree with that. Thing. And you weren't, and I don't know if I am either, but you weren't a huge Everything Everywhere All at Once gal anyways, right?
I never even finished it and tried three times. So, but I wanted Michelle Yeoh to win, and just because I love her and I see how that movie, you know, I think if I had known what that movie was about before I watched it, I wouldn't have had such a hard time.
Yeah.
You know, like just having a little, like now I know Julia watched it last weekend. She's like, oh, but I'm glad I knew all this stuff about it. Otherwise, I would have been so confused.
Yeah. I'm definitely, I love movies that kind of blow my mind and are confusing and experimental. But even I was like, okay, what? Why are they jumping universes here? I don't get it, but yeah. I don't know. You're right. Michelle Yeoh was great. I thought Jamie Lee was fine. They just definitely, it was one of those like, hey, let's make up for lost time here.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. Cause the other gal, Stephanie Sue, who plays the daughter. She had a better, she was nominated too for supporting, and she did way more than old Jamie Lynn. I don't know. She just bugs me sometimes, Jamie Lynn Curtis. Oh, she's annoying. Yeah.
But I will have to say that it's finally due that somebody who has been in the Bravo universe finally got an Oscar. So I'm very thankful for that. It's so chic. So chic.
I know. Rocco has no idea. What
I really
we're talking
don't. I'm
about.
Trying it's to. My right. mind's spinning.
She showed up at a. Kathy? Did Was it
no,
a Kyle
it was Kyle's.
Party?
Kyle's. It was Kyle Richards' party. She showed up at this dinner and she was like selling her wares for Children's Hospital, like selling their, you know, their items.
Beaters.
Yeah. And one of them was a wind chime. And one of the cast members, Dorit, just kept going, oh, that is so chic. Oh, look at it. It's just so chic. Oh, my God. It's just amazing. And it was like she was on like mushrooms or ecstasy. The way that yeah. she was reacting to these wind chimes. Was
I
like,
know. It's just like your basic three prong wind chime.
Oh, have you ever seen anything so chic? Oh. Chic. So, yeah. But the Oscars were good.
Yeah, they were. Kimmel did a good job. David Letterman was on Kimmel this week and asked him, where the heck was Big Shot Tom Cruise? Why wasn't he there to promote Jetpack the Maverick? He was just, because he was going to be there. And then he pulled out at the last minute and they had rewrote the monologue and Jimmy wasn't even going to roast him or anything. I mean, they were like ready to acknowledge him as the Prince of Hollywood.
Wow.
And he didn't show up. So,
well, we got about a minute left. I heard we're not singing, but we are
going
to.
We're not singing.
We're
going
some
out
Hawaiian
with
music.
Is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brittany, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Have an amazing Rocco. Weekend, Lori and Rocco. You guys, thanks for having me.
Yeah, aloha. That means aloha. Hello and goodbye, right? So I can say it now?
That's yeah. right.
Aloha, okay. aloha.
I'm going to give you the ciao. Aloha goodbye then. Aloha. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I felt that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, bye, everybody.
Hey, everyone. It's Lori here for Chan Hassen Dinner Theater. So how about thinking of a fun night out? We would recommend going to the prom. You have a delicious dinner. Have a glass of wine, a grasshopper, finish off with dessert, and then the show starts, and it is fantastic. We just saw it a couple weeks ago, or about a month ago, and the story is just so wonderful. Great music. The dancing is incredible. It's a wonderful story. You don't want to miss the prom. Chan Hassen also has amazing tribute concerts coming up. They've got Lori Dokken's Women on the Moon and Expedition, which is all the music of Foreigner, Sticks in Kansas. And get tickets at chanhassendt.com. Chan Hassen Dinner Theaters, always entertaining you. And don't forget Stevie Ray's Comedy Cabaret every weekend. Again, chanhassendt.com.